by Tugubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so delighted to be able to come into your presence again today, beloved, to share with you the truth of the Word of the Living God. I invite you again to get your Bible or New Testament and follow along with us in our study today. We will be studying in the book of Luke, chapter 1. But before we get there, we will refer one more time to the book of Genesis, chapter 3, where we see once again this remarkable scripture, this wonderful prophecy that was given centuries ago by Almighty God concerning the seed of the woman. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 14, And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And then here is the prophecy, And I will put enmity between thee and the woman. That is, the woman and the serpent will have no fellowship with each other, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now you remember that this is taking place in that beautiful Garden of Eden, where God had placed the man after he had created man. He had planted this garden, he put man in the garden, and then he performed the first surgery. He caused a deep sleep to come upon Adam, and he took a rib from his side, and with the rib he formed a beautiful creature that Adam called woman. And there they were in this beautiful paradise in a state of innocence until this event that we've been reading about, where Satan spoke through this beautiful creature called the serpent, which was not a creature that crawled on its belly, but was a beautiful creature in the Garden of Eden. And Satan used the serpent to deceive Eve and to lead her to disobey God. And Adam was there with her, and he also partook of the forbidden fruit. They both disobeyed God. Sin entered into the world. They saw they were naked. They tried to hide from God and cover up their nakedness by sewing fig leaves together. And thus we see that sin entered into the world, and death came as a result of sin. And death has passed upon all men because we're all guilty as sinners. We're all guilty as sinners because we've inherited that sinful nature that was passed down from Adam to his descendants all the way to you and me today. We were born in sin because of that sinful nature that we received and inherited from our parents and they from their parents all the way back to Adam. And thus we needed a Savior. And this is a prophecy looking forward to a remarkable and an amazing statement. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman. Of course, in the literal sense, it means that most women do not like snakes. Most women do not want to have anything to do with snakes. My wife just cannot stand a snake. A snake just really disturbs her. She says, get it away. I don't want anything to do with that or anything that looks like a snake. And it's because of this enmity that God placed between the serpent, the created serpent, or snake, and the woman. But there is another meaning that is involved here. And that is, it says, between thy seed, and he's speaking of Satan, not just the serpent, but he's speaking of Satan and the seed of the woman. Now, once again, I would remind you that the woman by nature, as God has created the woman, does not have any seed of her own. God created Adam and Eve there in the beautiful Garden of Eden, and then when sin entered in, they were driven out of the garden. God told them to repopulate the earth. The man has the seed, the woman has the egg, and the seed has to be implanted into the egg before a child can be conceived and bring forth and be born by the woman. And thus, in this beautiful design of marriage, God created the man and the woman and so designed them that in their oneness and in their sexual union, the beautiful union of a husband and wife in manifesting their deep love for each other, the seed of the man is implanted into the egg of the woman. She conceives, and the result is a child is born. And what a beautiful, beautiful picture it is that God has given to us of the husband and wife in their deep love relationship for each other and the oneness that God intended. Now, as Satan always does, he takes things and warps them and twists them and distorts them and tries to get man to violate God's plan and to do things contrary to the will of God because Satan hates man, he hates God, and because man is God's chief and primary creation, he does everything he can to destroy man being what God intended for him to be. And that's what he did here in the Garden of Eden centuries ago in this beautiful paradise when he tempted Eve and she was completely deceived, we're told in the book of Timothy. She was completely deceived and did not realize she was doing wrong. But Adam, the Bible says, was not deceived. He definitely disobeyed God. He deliberately disobeyed God. And thus, as a result, sin entered into the human race. And that's why Romans 5:12 states, "Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world." Eve was deceived. She was fooled. She really did not realize what she was doing. However, Adam was there with her. He should have stopped her, but he did not, because he was not deceived. He knew that she was doing wrong, but he deliberately disobeyed God and did what God told him not to do, and thus sin entered into the human race, and death came as a result of sin. And thus death has passed upon all men, the whole human race, because we're all guilty of sin, because we inherited that sinful nature from Adam back in the Garden of Eden. And it's been passed on down from generation to generation. Now, let me explain again, how can you have a sinful nature from your parents and they from their parents? Suppose your grandfather died when he was 2 days old. Where would you be? You would have died in your grandfather, wouldn't you? You wouldn't be here, because you would have died in your grandfather. And so we see that when Adam sinned, he died spiritually in his relationship with God and was separated from God. That's what death is. Death is separation. And Adam and Eve were driven from the Garden of Eden, lest they eat of the tree of life and live forever in their sinful condition, which was an act of mercy and grace on the part of Almighty God. Because we today know of people whose bodies are racked with disease, and how terrible it would be to live forever in that terrible body of pain and suffering and sorrow and trauma and heartache. Oh, beloved, how wonderful it is that God delivered Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden so they would not eat of the tree of life and live forever in their sinful condition. But God has made a way for man to be delivered from his sin, a way for man to be liberated and to be set free, and that was through the seed of the woman. Now, what does it mean, then, the seed of the woman, if the woman does not have any seed? What is it referring to? Well, it's referring to a miraculous and an amazing birth that the Lord God brought about through a little maid called Mary. And the record is given in the book of Luke, the New Testament, in the book of Luke, chapter 1. And in chapter 1, verse 26, we read these words, "And in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused or engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary." The Word of God makes it very clear that she was a virgin. A prophet wrote centuries before in Isaiah the prophet, he wrote centuries before in 7:14, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." The word Emmanuel means God with us. "And thus a virgin shall conceive." How could a virgin conceive and give birth to a child? Well, beloved, that's what we have recorded here in Luke chapter 1. "To a virgin espoused or engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, and of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary." That is, he was a descendant of David. "And the angel came unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation or greeting this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus." Now, how can that be? How could it be that the Virgin Mary would conceive and bring forth a son when she had not had sexual intercourse with any man, and she was only engaged to Joseph and was not yet married to him? So how could she conceive and bring forth a child? Well, we've discussed that previously, but for those of you that just joined us, join us again next time for our next broadcast, and we will explain to you how Mary conceived and brought forth this child. Until next time, beloved, join us again then. May the Lord richly bless you. Until then, goodbye.